Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Mitzrayim, he asked permission from Yisrael. The officer of Nosson says, if you did a big target for somebody else, don't make a fuss about it. Don't expect the answer. Give you tremendous difficulties. If your friend did a small toivah for you, you should look at it as a big deal. And when Chazal teaching us how much a person has to be makir toivah, people are very big mumchin and complain. With all the toivahs they receive, and people have a hard time. You have to open up a new university, get a doctorate, and of course, that person, people will do more. So Moshe Rabbeinu got the doctorate, and of course, Hashem tells him, go back to redeem Klal Yisrael. So they'll get redeemed, they don't get the Torah, the world gets destroyed. He's not going to do it unless he gets permission from his father-in-law, because his father-in-law took him into the house and he stayed by the father-in-law for a period of time. We see from here that it was a pleasure to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Bohu is not interested in him to go on his holy mission without showing his tremendous authority to Torah to Israel. So that is counter. We have to knock the Torah to Akkadosh Baruch Hu for all the tremendous favors we get every day. If we do so, we'll have happy lives, we'll have Tehillat Shemayim, and we'll make the Gula come quicker.